A lot of music news to get to on the Donna and Steve show.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Oh, I almost wish I didn't put his name in there because I was going to ask you if someone were to play Frankie Valli in a streaming event performance of the Tony Award winning Broadway musical Jersey Boys.
Oh, I would say hang on.
Who would it be?
I would say Nick Jonas.
You would be right.
Yes.
Steve. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you do it. It's great.
I could see it.
He is in talks to play Frankie Valli. And I guess this is going to be on some streaming service. They don't know which one yet, but I guess they're going to shop it. But the event will be produced by Bohemian Rhapsody's Graham King. And then the original Broadway producers, the Dodgers. I guess that's their names. With Frankie Valli and Bob Gaudio. So he is going to sing the song catalog that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons built up in a show that traces his origins from Newark to the top of the charts in the 60s.
I have a question.
I probably don't have an answer, but go ahead, sir.
And I might sound like an idiot here, but is Frankie Valli the same Frankie of Frankie and Annette?
No, that's Frankie Avalon. It's okay.
Well, this changes my memory.
Frankie Valli is, you know,
no, isn't it?
Sherry, baby,
Sherry. What were you saying?
Well, I was trying to get to that, but it just wasn't coming out the way it sounded in my head. Big girls don't cry. Big girls that won't cry. He was a customer at a pharmacy I worked in for 8 years.
No, Donna.
Yes, there were a lot of those Jersey people, like Connie Francis would come in.
You dropped a name.
What would he get?
He was friends with the doctors. So it was a medical center that I worked in. And I worked at Medical Center Pharmacy. And then the doctors were kind of like down a hall. So there was, you know, that connected the two sides. And he would come in and be like, Frankie Valli. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Or would he say Francesco Stephen Castelluccio?
That would be better.
I remember his real name.
Connie Francis walked in and she said, hi, I'm Connie Francis.
Do us a favor for the story to be better.
Yeah.
Tell us who Connie Francis is first.
So she's also a singer. And she's like, you know, one of those East Coast. Let's see, what does Connie Francis sing?
Grant, I was right there, correct?
Yeah, I was lost. Thank you.
Yep. You didn't know.
What?
I didn't know who Connie Francis was.
None of us knew who
was. Was it Connie Francis or Connie Stevens?
Connie Francis, yeah. Conchetta Rosa Maria.
She's probably a Jersey girl. Yep, she's from Newark, too. So name. same kind of that whole gang.
Like Who's Sorry Now?
Oh,
Lipstick
song.
On Your Collar?
Oh, yes.
Where the Boys Are?
Oh, Where the Boys Are. That's how it goes.
I can't trust you with melodies.
It goes nothing like that. nothing at all.
You struggle with melodies a touch.
I know, but the thing is, I'm a decent singer. I just can't remember in my head with a tune, you know. Anyway,
yeah,
she's
would,
still alive.
I don't know if you'd be good on Name That Tune or not.
I could name the tune, just don't ask me to sing it.
Sing the tune. That's it. Okay. Did anybody watch that last week, by the way, on Fox?
I forgot.
Thursday. I guess this Thursday you got another shot.
There's just so much on, you guys.
All right, I know.
I'll keep you posted on that. I wanted to let you know that Fauci is saying that if everyone smartens up and practices COVID-19 protocols,
yes,
we could see theaters and other live entertainment venues opening sometime in the fall.
Yes.
Gosh, that feels far away.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
He says you'd still have to deal. First of all, for this to happen, vaccine distribution needs to succeed. Theaters need to have proper ventilation and air filters in place. And we all have to wear masks still.
When I went to my parents' house, they had two HEPA filters, like plugged in. They look like computers, like a tower of a desktop computer.
Oh, sure.
And two plugged in. And I was like, what are those?
That's good.
HEPA filters.
Did you guys see that Wii Fest is going to be happening?
Yeah. I saw they already announced Dirks, I think, and Florida Georgia Line, and can't remember who the other one was.
Yeah, August 5th through the 7th. So they've, you know, got time, but that, hopefully that'll work out.
Tickets go on sale, I think, on Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
So FYI. Thank you. Steve, you should never go to Wii Fest.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do Wii Fest.
Yep. Let's just keep you out of there. I can't imagine.
They don't want me there.
Oh, man. Okay.
They'd see right through me. You know, I have that pompadour, and they're like, why don't you do us a favor and scram, buddy?
Speaking of country music, though, you know, Barry Gibbs is doing that project, Greenfield, in Nashville with lots of different country artists he covers. So they cover Jive Talkin'. And this is Miranda Lambert, Barry Gibbs, and some other artists. But I think they did a really nice job with it. Kick it. Nobody sounds like the Bee Gees. Love it.
May I say something?
Please do, Steve.
I sometimes think of the package matters. The overall package matters in how we take in media. If you had never heard Barry Gibbs' voice, any of the Gibb brothers' voices, and then I said, hey, on the other side of this microphone, hey, I'm going to sing you something real quick. You would say, Steve, give it a rest. Keep your day job. There's something about how things are packaged. I think of this with American Idol auditions, or The Voice for that matter, where you think of modern day folks and realize, oh, they would have never passed an audition. These things are so brutal. They're such studio musicians. Well, they require such auto-tune.
True. Keep in mind, too, that this is so many years after all the hits, you know, so his voice isn't the same as it used to be.
I think his voice sounds even more Gibby back then, though.
Oh, you do?
I mean,
I'm going to listen to this whole album.
What's he like to sit next to like a Christmas Eve service?
Holy night. If only we had the time to ponder. But look at the time.
Hey, I was excited. I read something, good news, I think, if you're a fan of The Office. We've heard so much about The Office recently because it moved to the Peacock. What their creator is saying about a potential reunion. That, when we come back, it's the Dawn and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes, boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt. Like, continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's soft, it's cool, you'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies!
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Ooh, good news for fans of The Office. Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve, you're a big fan, right?
Big fan. I've seen every episode of The Office.
Really?
For a while, it was my comfort show, my security blanket. At the end of the night, I would fall asleep to an episode of The Office, and then another one. It would just sort of like keep going.
Wow.
I loved The Office. Really, really loved it. Anyway, of course, it's been off the air for 8 years now. Time flies.
Holy cow.
Time flies, by the way, whether or not you're having fun. It just buzzes by and we'll all be dead soon. It's been eight years since it's been off of NBC. Well,
what's happening?
What's up?
I said, what do you mean?
I know. Sorry, talking about the death.
I know. Can I have your watch?
Can I have your watch when you were dead? Anyway, it's now on the Peacock, and everybody's talking about the Peacock, and they're advertising like crazy for The Office now going to the Peacock, and it's not just episodes, but bonus scenes, deleted scenes, behind-the-scenes stories. So it's a more robust way to enjoy The Office is on the Peacock. No, I'm not paid by the Peacock. Anyway, Greg Daniels, the co-creator of the American version of The Office, this according to Digital Spy, has suggested a reunion is more likely than ever due to that move to the Peacock streaming service.
Oh.
And he's got a few ideas of how it could shape up. He told E! News, I think it's probably more likely now that the show's on Peacock. No plans right now, but people are more open to it now, it seems like. He continued on saying, I think the issue is what is left to say about the characters. There's been talk of maybe a Friends-style reunion kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know. It's still pretty vague, he went on to say. Now, on finding a plausible reason to get the crew back together for a new storyline, he said the weird thing about that is when we ended the show, we jumped forward a year, and a lot of them aren't working there anymore. Jim and Pam live in Texas now. So does Daryl, who worked down in shipping. But it would be fun to go find some lost episodes and shoot them as if they were back in 2010 or something.
Cool.
That would be really fun.
That would be awesome.
I really like the idea of that. Back in July of last year, NBC's president of original content, Bill McGoldrick, if that's his real last name, revealed that there are plenty of ideas for a reunion, but they're yet to decide on one. I like the idea of them all coming back together and just the Office, the lost episodes. And you do eight of those. They're new, but maybe old ideas that never quite made it, or new ideas that they've thought up and little wrinkles that they could add into these characters.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea even more than where are they now. Because I think different shows are more dependent on the setting than other shows.
That's true.
And this one, it is The Office. It is The Office in The Office, right? The Office building, Dunder Mifflin headquarters in some nondescript building in Scranton, Pennsylvania, that feels like this is where the stories need to be told. Frankly, for me, any of the episodes of The Office where they went offsite, I didn't enjoy those episodes as much because I wanted it to be in the cozy confines of that office that looks like any office in
USA,
America.
Yep.
I remember when I was working as an admissions counselor when I graduated from college, and I ended up doing that for 3 years. And this was the time that I was watching The Office. So these would have been the years of 2006, fall of 06 to fall of 09. Watching The Office ad nauseum and laughing at the absurdity of office life. And then I remember we had a conversation at our weekly staff meeting in admissions where there was a discussion about what we wanted to do for Halloween and how we wanted to celebrate Halloween. And I remember our office administrator who answered all the phones, Mary.
Clarence?
I remember her saying, well, I thought we could just go as cats. And that's almost verbatim a line from The Office. And I just thought, oh my gosh, the show that I'm laughing at, I am in a different way
appreciating
it.
Yeah. Are you there?
I forget what I dropped. I'm sorry. I had to turn down the microphone. I had a little cough pop up.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know if it can spread from Chaska to St. Paul.
Let's hope not.
Through a microphone. I do have wires. I don't know how COVID spreads. Anyway, good news for fans of The Office. And thank you guys for your extreme interest in my story about my own office real life encounter.
Thank you for sharing that and being so vulnerable.
Absolutely, Donna. Another update. A show that you can watch. You can check it out on Netflix. I haven't talked about it really at length in a couple of months, but we dipped our toes back in the waters of Alone, the show Alone, where people are stranded on now season 6, which is available on Netflix. And by the way, you don't have to have watched season 1 through 5. You can jump in. It's a competition show.
Okay.
Season 6 on Netflix. They are in the Arctic, and it's these people on a remote area of the Arctic. And they have all their camera equipment. They're not there with any producers. They don't know how any other contestants are doing. The only time that you find out where you are placing in the competition is when you either tap out, use your walkie-talkie and say, come get me, I'm out of here, or when you win the competition. That's the only way that you ever find out where you have placed. And it's really enjoyable.
Quick question.
Yes.
Just reiteration. So you said you can jump in at any point. It's a competition show, but is it a season?
Yes. No, jump in season 6. You don't need to have watched season 1 through 5.
Gotcha. Not episode, season. Okay.
Yes. I think those early seasons are on Discovery Plus now.
Oh.
But season 6 is available on Netflix. And it shows you, it reminds you how life in the wild can just, it can break you quickly. And literally, there's a guy walking through, spoiler alert, and he's walking through with his camera saying, oh, these things I'm walking on, it's like walking on dinner plates. The next thing you see, ah, camera goes up looking at the sky. He slips and like breaks his leg. And then 4 days into the competition, he says, I can't walk. And then he has to walkie-talkie and say, you guys have to come get me. And they don't give you a, like an emergency bailout where they'll go put you in a cast and bring you back to the island. If you cut yourself accidentally, if you slip and fall, that's on you. You didn't survive. You're gone.
Rude.
It's great. It is really enjoyable. The whole crew watched it last night. So, fun little family show. Alone, season 6. Check it out on Netflix.
All right.
Great
Thanks,
show.
Steve.
Big fan.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, look at
Love
you two bonding.
What up, buddies?
You want to play a game?
Okay.
We're going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
You can play, too. Give us a call, 651-641-1071. It's a rubber match. The series currently tied 3-3. Who wins today? You help figure that out. Next, on Dawn and Steve.
Oh, sorry. Hello. Good morning. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello.
Appreciate you listening.
If we were still on, or I thought maybe we just became a music station.
Hey,
I'm
imagine
here for
that.
It.
So sorry, guys. No, I had a thing on the whatchamacallit that I had to take care of, so got that all taken care of.
That's
and,
the bathroom.
We call it the newsroom around here. I digress. Let's just play.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter.
Me.
Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
Yeah. His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host. I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, guys. Well, how is it going today? And like Steve said, we are tied for the 7th edition of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Steve tied it up yesterday.
Yeah.
Woo! Don't call that a comeback.
Knowing this famous meltdown.
Oh, good for you.
So that was fun.
I forget the context in which Christian Bale was saying, oh, good.
There was
you,
somebody, I believe, it was on the Terminator Salvation movie.
I know that. It was actually right next door to where I used to work.
Really?
It was in the soundstage right next door is where it happened.
Name dropper.
Hollywood.
It had to
actually,
do with him walking in his light or his shot.
Yeah.
And the guy
were...
was like, I'm sorry, I was trying to blah, 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 blah.
Oh, good for you.
And it's a pretty good one, and I would love to play more, but there are a lot of explicits in there we cannot play. So
understood.
All right, guys, we got Mary on the phone with us, and we all know Mary from Wiper.
Mary?
Like, Mary?
Clarence?
Hi,
Hello.
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary Bear.
Hey, girl.
You
hey.
There? Okay.
Hey, Mary, don't say too much. Don't start rambling on us. Choose your words wisely this morning, okay?
You are kidding, right?
I am kidding.
Yeah, ignore him.
All right, guys.
Steve, tell you quick, you're cracking me up because you're talking about admissions.
Yes.
And the receptionist's name was Mary.
Mary.
That was me. I did that 1 year. That was my life.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you meant it was you, like,
No, you, that wasn't Mary. Me with oh. you, but I did it at another college.
Oh, yes.
That was my job. And when I left the job, guess what they gave me as a gift?
What?
They gave me the DVD of The Office.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's funny.
Not a bad gift. Circle. How about that?
I'm cracking up listening to you. I couldn't believe you said that.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to anyone working out there in admissions.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
Welcome back, Donna.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Donna, now, you guys, as you know, you're tied. This is fun. We can actually have a good competition here, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with the, I don't want to use it, but the negative topics that I've had this week because we did meltdowns and we did Hollywood Rebels, essentially. I'm doing doomsday songs today, guys.
Oh, geez.
Doomsday songs.
Right.
So songs
like
about
yes.
Armageddon,
oh.
you know, things like that.
Pick me, Mary.
Okay?
You
don't
and
pick
me together,
Mary.
Girlfriend.
Mary, do not pick me. Unless
but
you want
I
to.
I want to go with my girl, Donna. Come
All right,
on,
bye,
we can
Steve.
Do this.
Mary?
I don't know. I don't.
Mary?
I'm not going to remember song titles. I just feel like my brain
right,
is not
I'm
working.
I'm out of here.
All right, Steve.
Break the streak, Donna. You can do this.
Okay. Okay. What's the score again?
3-3.
Ah!
Stress. All right. Well, Steve is gone. And Mary, you know how this works. If you could just wait
yes.
until Donna gets done with the questions. Donna, would you like the music? Let's not do music this time, huh?
No music.
No music.
No music.
Okay. I'm going to pod that down.
Nah.
All right. As you know, I'm going to ask the question and I'll start the timer. In 1992 and 1996, this 80s classic was played on repeat for 24 hours straight to introduce a format change on the Cleveland radio station WENZ. And in 2009, a documentary was made about this unique promotional approach.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Written in 1982 during the height of the Civil War, or the Civil, of the Cold War, this party jam has a much deeper meaning about fears of nuclear Armageddon.
Oh, gosh. Pass.
In 2011, a famous English singer-songwriter wrote and performed this theme song for a James Bond film that shares the same title. What is it?
What year?
2011.
Oh, that's Adele's, oh, God, what's the name of it?
Three, two, one.
It's Adele, but I do remember the name of it.
Okay, we've got Mary here for that purpose. Mary, can you help Aldana with any of those?
Number three, you think it's Skyfall?
Yes, thank you. Okay, for sure on that one.
Okay.
Number two, I'm going to know it when you say it, but what do you do?
Do you have any ideas, Mary, on number two?
I'm going to go with her answer. I'm stumped on one, though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think one is right.
Yeah, I can't help you with the other.
All right, Steve is coming back.
You didn't give us an answer for number two, right?
Correct.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And all right. Steve, you back,
man.
Buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Hey, what were the answers?
Well, you'll have to tell me here shortly. All right. All right, guys. Mary, as you know, wait till Steve's done. In 1992 and 1996, this 80s classic was played on repeat for 24 hours straight to introduce a format change on the Cleveland radio station WENZ. And in 2009, a documentary film was made about this unique promotional approach.
End of the World?
Written in 1982, during the height of the Cold War, this party jam has a much deeper meaning about fears of a nuclear Armageddon.
Oh, boy. We didn't start the fire. I don't think that's right.
In 2011, a famous English singer-songwriter wrote and performed this theme song for a James Bond film that shares the same title. What is it?
Oh, Skyfall. I don't feel good about any of those answers except the last one.
Same.
C chord.
Yeah, the year on the first one is not right for both of our answers.
Actually, it is right. It didn't come out in 1992. It was played in 1992.
Oh, I thought you said 89 or something.
No, that's the second one.
It came out in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this 80s classic. Yeah, so it was in the, it's the end of the world as we know it, and it came out, I think, in 87, 88, or 89, one of the three.
Yes!
So you guys got that first one right.
Okay.
The second one was actually 1999 by Prince.
I was thinking that was going to be the tiebreaker. I don't know.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray, but when I wake up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day. The sky was all purple. There were people running everywhere, trying to run from the destruction. You know, I didn't even care.
Second verse.
Yeah, don't even have it. And the last one you guys both got right was Skyfall and Adele. So we're coming down to another tiebreaker.
Oh, gosh, Mary, chime right in if you know it, okay?
Oh, I can't. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have you guys up and you guys are ready. Say it when you know it. And actually, I'm going to give you guys, if you can I get the artist and the song name on this
one?
Okay. Sure. All right.
You too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Foreigner.
Oh.
Final Countdown.
Do you have the artist?
Foreigner. Final Countdown.
Okay. It's actually by Europe, but we'll go with, that was what we got. So we'll go with the Final Countdown. Right? You don't know that song?
Objection!
Did you know Europe?
No, but neither did Steve.
Well, but you didn't even know the title of the song. He's saying all we could get was half a point. We disappointed him.
Fine.
So
and all we could get was
we could
that.
Think of another one, I guess.
No, you're good.
Grant, listen. Let me tell you something.
Mary.
This is how it's going to go for the rest of the year. If
Shut
she doesn't
up,
win,
Steve.
She's going to get mad. If I don't win, I'm going
to
get mad.
I don't get mad if I don't win. It has to do with changing the rules on the fly.
I did change the rules on the fly.
Like, I need the title and the artist. And then,
you know, I think
he
added the title right at the, or the artist, I think he added that on right at the end, thinking it would be easy and said, yeah, let's add this too.
I did. And
Donna, okay, see, I'm totally right. Donna, you would have gone 0-2. I went 1-2. C chord!
I honestly did think that the artist and the name would make it a little bit tougher because I didn't want to be too easy on it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize
that's
that
fine.
Europe is a tough name.
Mary.
Disappointed, Grant.
Grant, yeah, welcome to that.
Sorry, Mary.
Yeah.
Well,
it's okay, Donna. You got this. Tomorrow's another day.
I just can't fall too far behind is
no,
the problem.
I know.
He's on a 2-game winning streak.
Okay.
Sorry, I brought that up.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Have a great day. We love you.
Bye, Mary.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Why do you like to disappoint our listeners so much, Steve?
Hey, that's... Come on. Wait a second. Who, me?
You're up. I played this on the radio.
So you think you would have gotten Europe in a few more seconds?
No, I wouldn't have gotten it, but I know it.
I know. I feel bad because I'm like, I did change the rules midway, but I was like,
It's fine, Grant. You're fired. Is everybody excited about Ben and Jerry's making ice cream for dogs?
Yes!
Ooh.
I guess it's safe to give them, right?
Well, I bet they're working with, you know, the powers that be that make it safe. They're called doggy desserts. And instead of dairy, they use sunflower butter as the base. So it's easier on dogs' stomachs.
Oh, sure.
There's a peanut butter and pretzel flavor called Ponches Mix. There's a cookie and pumpkin combo called Rosie's Batch. They're going to hit stores this month. Each 4-ounce cup is $3.
Do you guys ever do the pup cups?
Yes, every time.
Every time.
But, I mean, you got to see my guy sticking his head out the window just waiting for it.
They know as soon as we get there what's going to happen. And Steve, I've got three of them arguing over it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Pup cups?
Right, pup cup. It's like a puppuccino for your dog when you go through the drive-thru at Starbucks. You go, can I get a pup cup for my dog? It's just a little whipped cream.
It's free.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
And they love it. So if you ever want to just take your dog for a drive and make their day, bring them and get a pup cup.
Pup cup?
Yes.
It's a pup cup.
It's a pup cup. I've never given them a pup cup. And I gave him a nug-nug, a chicken nugget last night.
Oh.
He seemed to enjoy the nug-nug.
Fancy, Steve.
I gave him some jerk-jerk. Beef jerky. Okay, sorry. Okay, all right. No. All hey, right. Donna. I gave beef jerky.
Isn't it good enough that you won today?
Europe! What a name for a band.
Right?
I honestly had to Google it because I was like, that can't be the name of the band.
Although,
No, they were very popular in the 80s. I was just going to say that. Yep.
Horse with no name, Grant.
Oh.
Tin Man.
Grant.
Ventura Highway.
Grant.
There are
quite a few.
These
are songs by America.
America?
America.
Yeah. Guys, man buns are making a comeback. Good news for those of you who have let your hair go. I got tips. Steve, I want to talk to you about something that I just saw. From one of the guys from TMZ, you know, Dax?
Dax, yes.
Holt.
Yes, Dax Holt. Yeah.
Apparently, he appeared on Shark Tank and got his product financed.
Okay.
I think you're going to like the product. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell everybody all about it when we get tipsy coming up next on My Talk. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Don't forget, we're taking your confessions today. This one's going to be kind of fun. Make it fun, okay?
It's going to be very telling about Donna Valentine, too.
If you could steal something with no repercussions whatsoever, what would you steal? You could go to our Facebook page and answer the question there. You can call us at 11:30. You can email the show, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. But that is coming up at 11:30. First this.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Be dare, be dare, dare, dare. Pew, pew. Man buns making a comeback. That's that story. Just FYI, if you want to just throw it up on top of your head, don't worry. Nobody's going to judge you. Okay, guys?
I might,
too. I lied.
I'd love to have long enough hair to do that.
You'd look good with that, with a man bun, Steve. You could pull it off.
You know, my hair doesn't grow down, though. I think you need your hair to grow down. My hair grows out first.
What?
And then down. Like, I've never, I don't have hair that you can run your fingers through and it falls back into place. It'll stick in whatever spot your hand exited my hair.
That's neat.
It's not. It's like it's more of a problem.
But if it does grow up and out, that's good. Because it's already heading in that direction.
You're
one less step.
You're like the heat miser.
Hey, man, you got a good head of hair. I wouldn't care whether it grows up, down, around. You have a thick head of hair and just appreciate that.
I respect that, Grant.
Yes.
It's a blessing and a burden. Thank you for even going there. It is a blessing and a burden.
It's a nice head of hair, my friend. Nice head of hair.
What do you like most about it?
All right.
Sorry.
Steve.
Jeez. All right, Donna.
You're a fan of Shark Tank.
Love Shark Tank.
And you're a fan of fantasy football.
Love fantasy football.
Do you guys have a trophy?
We don't. No. You get a jacket.
Oh.
You get a jacket similar to winning the Masters, the golf tournament, the Masters at Augusta. Everybody gets their own jacket. And then as the years go on, the same group of people would come back to the draft each year. And you could see the haves and the have-nots. Who was wearing their championship jacket with stitching on the back denoting the year and the record and your team name.
Oh, that's neat.
And then those losers who didn't have any jacket on because they were losers.
You know what I think would be neat is if you guys had like a Stanley Cup for fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, that's so a fun idea too.
Pass the trophy on to the next guy.
It's nice, and we do that, but I have my leagues with all my friends from college in California, and they're all over across the country, and sending that, like, it was fun for the first 5 years, but it was like, it was almost an entry fee just to send it to the winner's house.
It.
So we're like, let's figure out. So I like, Steve's got a really good idea with the jackets there.
Yeah, okay. All right, that works. Well, I guess I missed the episode, but I was reading about it on TMZ that Dax Holt and he's got a partner and they have this company called TrophySmack.com. So it's really neat. See if you could go to that link. I don't link it up. Yeah. And so if you go to their site, they've got all, you know, they've got trophies that, you know, talk smack to the other people. Like there's a toilet seat, but they have it all in one place. And guess who threw in, I think it was $600,000.
It's got to be Mark Cuban, sports guy.
Yep. Gets it. Yep. He gave them a $600,000 investment. I don't remember how much stake he wanted in it, like 14%, something like that, which doesn't seem like a lot.
No, right.
But this, I thought, was going to be maybe the next big thing.
And they do championship belts, too.
Yeah.
Like a wrestling belt. That's pretty cool.
That is funny.
I like that.
Yeah, this idea of bringing all this stuff into one place is nice. Because like with fantasy, and you know this, and I like this trophy aspect, but with like getting dues, like there's a thing called League Safe. Have you heard of that, Steve?
Yes.
Local guy here started it. And it's great because it just takes all the money, holds it into account. I like these universal things where it's not like one person's job to find the trophy. They drop the ball. It makes it nice and convenient so everything can be cool. And then the branding on these things looks pretty cool.
And it doesn't even look that like they're that expensive. There's a bling ring, the fantasy champion bling ring. That's only $59.
Now, that's pretty cool. And it looks like a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, you wear it when you go to the draft, when you're around your buddies just to poke fun at them. The championship belt, like a wrestling championship belt, that's $149 for starters. That's a lot.
That's a lot, but I think the belt would be cool.
Yeah, plus you have everybody pitching $10.
Yeah,
you could just add it exactly.
League dues, administration fees.
They have fantasy football, a loser, repellent, blowhorns. They have a toilet seat that says fantasy football loser on it.
Did you guys see the grills? They have grills like you put in your teeth.
No!
They say loser, winner, year. Yeah, they even have grills where you can buy the teeth. Coverings
like
and have your championship year put
fun
on your teeth.
They have the Savior Loser Perpetual Fantasy Football Trophy with Jesus on top of it with the NFL logo.
This is fun. You know, I got to be honest, had this been around when we first started our league 20 years ago, we might have gone in this direction. Because the fake Lombardi trophy, you know, imagine you play fantasy football with the same group for a long time and you have a little shelf in your closet or somewhere where you have three fake, you know, fantasy football big Lombardi trophies that are there on display. Just kind of silly, but kind of fun.
Yeah. So there you go. That's my tip for today. Thank you, Donna. I'm going to go.
By the way, Donna, thanks again for asking. I did, I think I mentioned this before, that I came in third place, but I had a different ways that you can win money in our league throughout the year. So I won $550 this year, and the question is, what do I do with it? I don't want to just put that into a general savings account. I want to have that as fun spending money. Any ideas?
Oh,
PlayStation 5.
You could the PlayStation 5 is cool, but if you wanted to take some work off of your shoulders, you know that whole like kid program you got for allowance, you could put that in as like a bonus incentive and maybe branch out a little bit more, kick your feet up while they're doing something that you don't want to do.
So we have an influx of cash, and now we're outsourcing more duties.
That, or you could just say, hey, you know, I'm sharing what I got with you guys, but we got to work together. It's a way to kind of show how to share what you got.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
I like
my son's already
idea.
Halfway in on the PlayStation 5. My 8-year-old is trying to earn $250 before his birthday, and if he gets there, then we said we will, as his only present for his birthday, purchase the other half
of
the PlayStation. So he is every week he is talking about, hey, I did all my chores this week, and that means it'll be $8, and that means I already have this money, and any money that he got from Christmas or his birthday, he's just putting it all into this one big savings account.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Little does he know the tax man is coming through. April, I'm going to teach him a lesson in April. He'll never forget it.
How old is he now?
8.
Wow. Remember when Addie was 8?
Donna.
What is she now, 10?
I walked up the stairs last night. It doesn't take much for me. The wind changes direction and I get nostalgic and really sentimental.
Yep. She's going to start wearing makeup and being like, I hate you.
All right, we got to go.
Slamming the door to her room.
I don't want to talk to Donna anymore. Hey.
Just know that it's hormones and it's not her fault. She doesn't mean it.
Do you like the game Risk, Donna?
My family loved this game. I have never played it.
Well, there is a big wig who's going to bring it to some screen near you someday soon. And I think the show that they've been involved in gives it real credibility.
Mm.
Tell you about the new Risk show coming next on Donna's TV.